Now, the rest of the story. In 1858, the Episcopal Church in America designated Henry B. Whipple bishop of the fledgling state of Minnesota, and it was Minnesota's Native Americans around whom Bishop Whipple formed his most sympathetic ministry. So imagine the bishop's grief when in December 1862 it was announced that 38 members of the Sioux Nation were to be hanged. The events pursuant had begun only months previous, after three Sioux hunters, despairing, starving, killed five white homesteaders. Hostilities escalated. In days, settlers by the hundreds lay dead. The United States Army quickly put down the uprising. One witness said cannon, quote, mowed down the Indians like grass. Sioux perpetrators were promptly apprehended. Ultimately, a judge would decide their fate. Understandably, most of the settlers cried out for the blood of their assailants. Others, including Minnesota's Episcopal Bishop Henry Whipple, haunted by the hardships the Sioux had endured just prior to the uprising, beseeched clemency. But vengeance belonged to a solitary judge who, with a stroke of his pen, sentenced 38 to die. A contemporary illustration by W.H. Childs, which appeared in newspapers afterward, reveals the scale of that grim occasion in Mankato, Minnesota, the day after Christmas, 1862. The artist's detailed accounting encompasses the ill-fated 38, their arms bound and their nooses secured, standing at the perimeter of the huge square scaffold from which all, as one, would fall. Beyond them on all sides are seen, on horseback or otherwise at attention, 1,400 soldiers, and beyond them, all around, thousands upon thousands of civilian onlookers, prepared to cheer with all their hearts as a survivor of the uprising cut the rope that released the scaffold traps. A remarkable panoramic picture. But the most chilling artifact from that extraordinary event is a list of the condemned, each name carefully and precisely handwritten by the hanging judge who decreed their extermination. Yet the decree itself, culmination of what posterity's historians would call a travesty of justice, that document of death would be utterly overlooked, because less than a week later, January 1, 1863, its author, the hanging judge, would enact a monument to magnanimity called the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring unequivocal freedom for America's slaves. Cloaked in compassion, thus, was he deemed the great emancipator, and was his role in the largest mass execution in American history forgotten. But you will never forget that before the great emancipator was the Terminator, otherwise known as President Abraham Lincoln, because now you know the rest of the story.